Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Matt revealed his hits from your hood for Rockingham.
Yeah, Andrew Gaff and Andrew Brayshaw previewed the Derby.
And what song reminds you of your first love?
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home. Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
Breathe.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's hits from your hood.
Welcome to the next instalment, it's Rockingham. And just to let you in briefly into the world of Matt. So as I told you the other day, I'd written the song.
Sure. Yes.
It was going to be to Working Class Man. I was going to do it live today. I'd already been down to Rockingham with Captain Paul and we'd filmed a lot of stuff.
Right.
And then on Wednesday, from Bayside Fish Shack, Gavin gave us a call and suggested this song.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am on site.
Right.
Oh, no.
And I thought, you know what?
Genius.
That's heaps better.
Oh, great.
So I had a double strength coffee and I started writing. Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Gavin. Here's Rockingham.
Matt's hits from your hood on Mix 94.5.
Hello, this is Mark McGowan, the Member of Parliament for the beautiful, wonderful, magnificent electorate of Rockingham and also the Premier of Western Australia. And I want to say this. I absolutely, no way, in any shape or form, in any planet or universe, endorse this song.
Back to lunch last night, it's quite a drive.
Polonian sauce sandwiches, mother's milk.
47 k's from town.
Yeah, you gotta fill up a Quinana, mate, it's cheaper.
But it's gonna be alright when I see Coburn Sound.
Look at them two seals dry humping.
People give Rockingham a real hard time.
Why?
They say it's rough as hell.
Nah, mate, it's paradise.
Yous need to chill, it's fine.
Yeah, too right.
And Rocky's been around a long, long time. But what is time to a thrombolite?
I don't even know.
Things they change, we got an Aldi now. I don't near home. I'm in Rockingham.
Yeah, go get it.
Rockingham, you'll never have to smoke your stash alone.
Stop hogging it, mate. Pass it on.
And I don't know if you've seen the film Avatar. That Rocky boy, Sam Worthington's the star.
He's awesome.
When Zelda's strip club shut,
oh,
we felt it
Chantel.
Then. Now, I'm in Rockingham. Rockingham is that guy doing donuts, Mark McGowan.
Go, Sam! I'd vote for you, Mark!
Earth ain't the kind of place to raise your kids.
Or hate going to Perth.
In fact, it's busy as hell.
Too many city types.
You'd never get to drink at the Swinging Pig.
Hey, good palmies there, mate. Pop pub.
And I think you're gonna get a big surprise. It's not just tunes and long-term unemployed.
Awesome, don't
it's not
I?
As bad as you may have been told. Oh, no. We love Rockingham.
Yeah, we really do love you, Rocky.
Rockingham, watching as the penguins waddle home.
Look at that one. It looks like Artie Sharon.
And I think I'm gonna stay a long, long time.
I'm never gonna leave, mate.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna stay a long, long time.
I grew up here, my kids will grow up here, I love it.
Oh,
Rocky! Matt, thanks for your hood.
That was lovely.
Oh, beautiful. And great work by Padgy as always.
Can I just say, I was listening really loud in the headphones, like I do. Was that Gus Dudgeon, the guy who used to do all of those, all the producing of Elton John's music?
Brilliant?
That was sensational.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And good on you, Gavin.
Padgy puts all the magic together. He does a great job.
He does a great job.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
40.
Shut up. The 40's on the radio.
He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Great shot. Brilliant goal.
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
Gutsy went over the Saints. The Dockers going to the Derby. Also 2-1. G'day, Andy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're great. Good. Andy, Dockers haven't won a Derby for 5 years. Sorry to bring it up.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
But what's missing? I mean, do you want us to bring oranges at halftime? Is there a song that we can play that's going to fire you up? What do the boys need?
Look, I think we just need to sort of bring a few things that we don't need any oranges or anything like that. I think it's just a few key things that we've been working on over the last few weeks and should hold us in good stead, I think.
You don't want me to come and do the three-quarter time?
Come on,
guys. Come
on.
This is it.
Feel free to
come
and say it.
Promise you all a McFlurry after the game.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
It must be exciting, derby time.
Yeah, derby time's
sort
always.
Sort of finals kind of feeling.
Always very exciting. I didn't really understand how big a derby would be coming from Melbourne, and then everyone talks about it when it comes and... obviously, the last two that I've played in have been really exciting, and I don't think this one will be any different, so really looking forward to it.
Actually, what was the first derby like? Because it was only the Eagles only won by 8 points, and we're pretty much in it right to the end.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I remember I kicked my first goal in that game, and I think it was in the last quarter, and we were looking pretty good, and I know it's just so much hype around the game in the weeks leading up to it, and to be so close and then lose, it was, you know, pretty disheartening, but... those games are always so much fun to play in, and I'm sure it's so much fun to watch. So
love it when you guys kick your first goal in footy, and even the back pockets run all the way up the patch on the head.
You get 18 blokes coming around and getting around you. It's so good.
Great.
And how are you feeling about your form this year, you personally?
Yeah, I've been a bit hit and miss. I think in the JLT, I felt like I had two really strong performances, and then I've been moved around a little bit positionally, and I'm just trying to adapt to that a little bit. So with Fifey out, hopefully I can come a bit more through the midfield and see how I go in there. But yeah, I think when we win, I can play right. But when we lose, that's when I really need to lift my game and be one of those guys that are stepping up for the team.
Yeah. Have you seen much of the skipper around the club, mate? And how is he?
Yeah, he's really good, actually. He came in and had lunch with us 2 days ago now. And was just having a chat with us. And
did you remember who you were?
No, he called him Adam.
A lot less groggy than what he was at the start of the week. So, no, he's doing really well, and he's getting around the boys.
Yeah, it was horrible to watch.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad hit.
White to the eyes.
Now, Andrew, you're a young up-and-coming star of the game. Did you realise that there is a fan appreciation page on Facebook for you?
No, I have not. I've heard about Adam Chera's fan appreciation page, but I had no idea.
Oh, you've got one. And now, how many fans do you think you've got on that page?
Maybe 500.
No, you see, modesty.
Really?
That's why we like the...
Yeah.
You've got over 1,000, 1,160.
Yeah, that's good.
And there'll
thank
be more now that they know that there's an Andy Brayshaw appreciation page.
Get behind it.
I should point out that only 12 of those aren't family members.
Angus, James, everyone's on there. that is brilliant. Have you watched much footage of, do you do a lot of tape of clubs that you're playing? Have you seen much of the Eagles? Because they're in really good shape.
Yeah, they are in really good form. We do watch a fair bit of footage in the last few days leading up to the game. We analyse each team that we're playing, and especially for myself, the midfield. So, yeah, they've got a lot of good players that can do a lot of good things, and they're in really good form at the moment. So, like you said, so there's a lot of things that we need to adapt to try and take away from them, but we're going to be trying to play to our strengths and hopefully get the win over them.
Okay.
Derby 49. Who knows what's going to happen? Good luck on the weekend, bud.
Thank you very much.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up.
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
Eagles fans everywhere were watching the footy last week and went, Gaffy's brought his own ball. Mate, great comeback. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good to chat. It was a really good night and topped off by a really good win against a really good team. And, it was great to, I guess, show our stuff again on the big stage and... Looking forward to hopefully doing it again, obviously in a big derby on Saturday night.
And for you, Gaffy, 35 disposals last week. It must have felt great to put all that saved up energy to good use.
Yeah, it was. It's amazing sort of, when you're running around for two and a half hours, the freedom in the mind a bit, and nothing else is going on, and you got 21 other guys doing the same thing as well, and I think it really helped playing a really big game against Collingwood, because you just got to do your bit,
and yeah.
If all the other boys do their bit,
yep.
then we're going to come away with a really good win, which we did. And it's going to be the same again this week for, I think, a third on the ladder and playing really well, albeit without Fifey, but it's still going to be a really, really tough game.
We were all really pleased for you, buddy. And I'm interested to know, was it full on nerves before and then a weird sort of state of calm, which I notice, I can't compare to what you do, but if I'm doing a gig, sometimes I get almost sick with nerves. And then just before I go on, there's this sort of weird calmness that comes over you. Is that something you can relate to?
Yeah, it's funny. I think early in the week, I was pretty nervous.
Yep.
There was obviously a bit of talk about it, and I was nervous Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But as it got towards later in the week, Thursday, Friday, even Saturday, I was more excited to actually be out there.
Mm. Well, you love playing footy, don't you?
So yeah, that's right. And obviously, you want to play well and all that, but it actually turned around to more excitement of being out there with the guys and being out there doing what I love
what
to
you do.
And, that was a thing that I definitely noticed throughout Friday and Saturday. We had to wait. We don't play too many night away games, so it's odd for us to wake up at sort of 9, 10 o'clock and hang around till 5 before we catch the bus. So a lot of time to think about it. There's a few other footy games on as well throughout Saturday afternoon, which we watch a bit. But so there's plenty of time to overthink things. But the thought of the excitement of being out there was definitely the thing that was the overriding emotion for me.
A lot of people, another guy missed the grand final last year. A lot of people felt for Brad Shepherd. You can't underestimate how important he is to this team. He's right back on the mark, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. I think he's been spoken about as probably the most underrated player in the competition. And for Jordan to go, he'd kick two goals in the first sort of 15 minutes.
Yep.
He could have ended up finishing with eight or nine.
He's a bit of a freak talent, yeah.
But for him to finish with, I think he finished with three, is a great effort by Shep. And that's why we love him so much. He does his bit. He doesn't get the accolades that he should, but he's so focused. And to play on a guy like DeGoey, you need to be focused the whole time.
Yeah, he's pretty strong. Mate, did you hear any of the booing? And by the time you got it 35 times, did you hear anyone booing from Collingwood? Because it was just weird to watch him going, they're Collingwood, what's going on?
Oh, I heard it a few times when I took my first couple of marks,
yeah.
I think halfway through the first quarter, but that's okay. They pay their ticket to do what they want, and that's no worries. But I think once you're in that bubble in the zone during the game, that stuff doesn't bother you.
Yeah, it's funny that people can overlook that and go, oh, it's not a big deal. I feel like it's so mean. I just think booing of all types. I'm like, why would someone do that? Like, I just feel like it's an awful thing to do.
Mm. Yeah, I think, you expect it. You go in sort of expecting the worst and hoping for the best in some instances. And it was no worries.
Kimber's looking for a gentler AFL.
Yeah, of course.
Just where everyone just gets... You get points for effort.
Well, the Collingwood crew are not going to cheer in golf
clubs. They're Collingwood, for God's sake.
You don't have to cheer, but is booing necessary?
You sort of said you expect... I didn't expect the Collingwood fans to do it, but it was a bit weird. But, mate, you answered in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The Juice.
Tell me to ask you.
Yeah, let's hear it. Give me the details.
Give it back.
Honestly, who leaves a choc chip cookie homemade sitting on the bench wrapped in cling wrap like that?
Well, it was right next to me.
You're a fool.
Yeah. Claire's, he makes your day.
Guys, contestants on Married at First Sight have revealed the wages they receive while participating on the show.
You're as fake as your nose, lip and boob job. It's a shame you couldn't find a plastic surgeon that could fix your personality because that's what's the fakest the most, honey.
Yeah, Cyclone Cyrell. Now, you guys, you might remember Telv from last season.
Yes.
He was our WA bloke.
That's right.
And he shared on Instagram that they receive $150 tax-free per day.
Oh, right, okay.
So
about it's not millions.
No, just over $1,000 a week, but no other expenses are paid. So you're still paying your rent. You've got to take 8 weeks off work, and you've got to do your own hair and makeup, and you've got to supply your own clothes.
Oh, okay, right.
So it's not all a walk in the park, but apparently it's better than a few seasons ago because Jono revealed that they only got $150 per week.
A week?
What?
Per week, but they didn't live away in apartments together at the time. Right. You could still go to work, but still, $150 a week was what they used. used to get. But he said some of the girls got clever and would send emails to companies asking them to send dresses and things.
Oh, saying, influencers.
I'll wear your outfit.
Yeah.
But many of them have suffered after the show with trolling and loss of work. Dean stepped down from his own company for a while, and Tracy Jewell said that she lost contracts and opportunities in work as well.
Yes, and I do often wonder if they only get paid if they hang around, because, you know, in the recent series there were times where you thought, I think it was Mick.
Yep.
You think, mate, why don't you just walk?
Yeah. $1,000 a week was better than what he was doing.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? The guys, Game of Thrones is coming.
Oh, it is.
April 14, of course, Monday, the 8th and final season of Game of Thrones will premiere around the world. In Australia, the only official way to watch Game of Thrones will be, if you want to watch it concurrently with the US, will be through Foxtel.
Mm.
Now, here are the ways you can watch it. You can sign up for Foxtel's $49 drama and entertainment pack just to watch Game of Thrones, but that's still going to cost you $588 over a 12-month contract, which is kind of crazy for anyone, even if you are a really diehard fan.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could watch it on Foxtel now for $25 a month, but there's, and that's got no lock-in contract, and you get new customers get a bit of a 10-day trial, so you could give that a go.
Yep.
You could do it on HBO now. It's not available in Australia, but you could technically scam your way through an Apple Media player.
Yep.
Do a bit of that action.
Okay. Right, okay.
I don't recommend that you download it illegally, although that's what most people plan to do. Each year, Australia is crowned the pirate capital of the world when it comes to Game of Thrones downloads.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, and 32% of people plan to pirate the season.
Oh.
But Foxtel, HBO have stepped up their war on privacy, and our own government blocking websites are also watching people.
Mm. Yep.
So you're probably going to be more scrutinised than before.
And with our internet speed, you know nothing. Buffer, 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 Jon Snow.
It'll take a while. It'll take you about four hours to get your head cut off.
It's so true. It's terrifying, isn't it? And guys, you know me, I'm usually avoiding Kardashians in the juice because, well...
Because you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's something unexpected. Kim Kardashian is studying to become a lawyer.
Oh.
And she's been doing so in secret for the past year. She's not in law school. Kim is doing a 4-year apprenticeship at a law firm in San Francisco.
Like a TAFE.
Like a TAFE. Well, it's work experience, essentially. She's making coffee and, you know, doing all the filing and whatnot. But in California, that's a legitimate way to be able to become a lawyer. You basically can do the work experience and then you sit the bar.
Yep.
And that's her plan. Kim said she was inspired after meeting with Donald Trump last year and helping to free that woman from her life sentence.
That's right.
And Kim thought long and hard about this career pivot.
Isn't that
good incredible? For her?
The only problem was that she thought that passing the bar exam was making a successful gin and tonic. It just doesn't work, does it?
She hasn't made herself a drink in like 20 years.
Can't know who's doing it.
And Claire, an anniversary today.
A quick anniversary, yeah. It was 33 years ago this week. The Dire Straits played Perth on that amazing Brothers in Arms tour, and they played 8 straight nights in April of 1986.
Yes. 8 straight nights.
Isn't that incredible? So many great songs from that album.
Great album.
Mark Knopfler with his headband on and all that, but it was 86 in this week.
Perfect.
Oh,
that makes me feel old.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Along with our friends Ventura Homes today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ventura, for getting on board, supporting the show. They've got the quality designs, the lifetime structural warranty. They also offer the free interior design. So if you've got no clue what you're doing, you get someone in to consult you over it.
Yeah, and of course, Ventura Homes are very proud to be Perth's most awarded home builder. Why build with anyone else? Visit venturahomes.com.au.
Yeah, check them out. Yeah, ventura-homes.com.au. And the BRN is 10805.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We're talking about the songs that remind you of your first love or your first crush at the time. The song that really reminds me of my first crush was this one.
Now, can you tell us what
it was,
Kimber?
It was Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Oh, was it?
Oh, there you go. The Matt version.
Oh, thanks, Matty.
Much like that.
Yeah.
Very similar. Andrew's given us a call from Mandra. And I was going to say Mandrew.
Me.
hey, Mandrew.
Andrew.
What's the song that reminds you of your first love?
Yeah, it was Earth, Wind and Fire, September.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
I could serenade the birds from the trees with that one.
Oh, beautiful.
Here it is.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know this
okay,
song.
Yes.
Hey, Maurice White.
Oh,
going
yeah,
on?
Baby.
That was
Andrew,
so cool.
Was that the song that pulled the ladies, was it?
That was the one that pulled my wife.
Oh, nice. How long have you been married?
33 years.
Oh, wonderful, mate.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Come moved on. Earth, wind and fire.
Love yeah. that. Yeah. Let's go to Stoneville. G'day, Leanne.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Have you got that song that reminds you of your first love?
Yes, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Meatloaf.
Oh, old mate. Here he is. Wave your lighter around.
Oh, Leanne, what was it about that song?
It was playing on the radio and he had just got his license and it was a Datsun 180B and we parked under the Whiteman Bridge and it was playing and it just happened.
Oh,
look at that.
That is beautiful.
The Datsun 180B. Awesome.
Yeah, and almost everyone had that cassette, I reckon, in the car.
Almost everyone had that car.
Bad out of hell. Hey, true.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks for sharing your memory with us.
Oh, let's go to Success Joe. What was the number that, the song that made you remember your first love?
Yeah, g'day, guys. It was Radio Killed the Video Star.
Oh, yeah.
Other way around, yeah.
Yeah. Well, about 35 years ago, we used to go down to the roller skating rink down in Cardinia.
Yep.
And Mum used to drop us off down there and go roller skating as it was back then. And they used to have this competition where they used to do snowball.
Oh, I remember it well,
snowball.
Joe.
Yep.
And me and my mate, you know, we hang on the wall there waiting to get selected. And this pretty young blonde came over to me and grabbed my hand and wanted to go a few rounds around the roller skating ring. Well, we held hands for about an hour. So, which was great. Gave me a peck on the cheek and never saw her again.
No!
Never saw her again. So, that's just a memory that's been there for 35 years.
That's okay.
You know what, Joe, too, is sad, is that there are people in this office of the younger generation who have no idea what snowball is. And last couple of months ago, I yelled it out in the office as a joke and was like, snowball, and people looked at me like I was a fool.
Yes.
There are a whole heap of people who don't know that game.
It was a big thing back then.
It was huge.
Especially roller skating rinks were huge as well. So.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
absolutely.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, no, sorry you never saw her again.
The snowball blondie who got away.
Oh, snowball at Carousel Rollaways. I might had my heart broken so many times during the snowball.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Dear. What can you do?
You know,
memories of the first love. Here's Kimber's
there's
song.
There's my memory right there.
I think I sang it better.
Seal. You did.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
You're clapping and Kimber's doing daggy dance.
That's why I dance in the dark, because it looks ridiculous when you can actually see it.
And that's why I love you guys, because, you know, you are my best friends.
Aww.
Oh, mate.
More clapping.
Hey! I'll be there for you. Hi, friends.
Buddy.
Loved it.
Aye, so nice to have good friends, isn't it? They reckon in this life, if you can count on one hand, you know, your best friends, then you're doing pretty well.
Cool.
You know, 4 or 5. I know you've got lots of friends.
I do.
Got
but
four
I,
or
love,
500.
I love having lots of wonderful people.
Oh,
in my
me
life.
Too. Me too. I mean, I've got, I don't know, 800 friends on Facebook. I only know about 12 of them. But, you know, it's
not intimately,
yeah,
not for a coffee.
It's nice to look at and think somebody likes me.
You don't want to spread yourself too thin.
Well, this might shock you, right? Mm. Well, I'll ask you, how much money... Okay, think of your best friend.
Okay. Yep.
How much money would I have to give you to cut him off and never see him again? They haven't done anything?
Oh,
just cut him
no.
off.
Cut him off altogether.
No, I'm not, I don't. I wouldn't put a price on that.
Okay.
20, I wouldn't give
25
them up.
Bucks. Morning, Mark. No.
Well...
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it?
No.
2,000 people have been asked this question in a study. And 61% of them have said, yeah, there is an amount that I would do that for.
What? So they're saying even in friendship, everyone's got a price?
Everyone's got a price. Oh, and awful. Apparently that averages out to about £131,000 or I guess say $250,000, $300,000.
Oh, wow. Horrible.
That they would cut you off if you gave them that amount of money.
Wow.
Isn't that?
I would.
Yeah, totally. You'd do it for a Coles voucher.
Old Neville Nomates over there.
You know what, though? People don't understand the value of friendship until they don't have it anymore.
Well, yes. That is true. Yeah. This may shock you. Women would do it for far less than men.
You're kidding.
In this study sample group.
Oh, but women would also probably go, oh, I'd give up my friendship if it meant I could be thin for the rest of my life. Like, we can be quite fickle like that.
Yeah.
Or get her husband. He's hot and he's a lawyer.
Well, in fact, 10%. Well, I'm glad you brought that up,
stats,
actually. About 10% of the. Oh, sorry, 7%.
Yeah.
11% admitted that they had flirted with their friend's significant other.
Okay.
And 7% admitted that they'd kissed them.
Oh.
Gee.
In the kitchen while everyone else is in the front room at a function or something.
I'd sell that friend way less.
And 21% added they would said that they would back up a friend no matter what.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, which, we thought we'd be higher than that.
Yeah, sometimes difficult, you know, if your friend's done something.
Yeah, if it was something really heinous, I think I'd probably have to reevaluate.
Well, I mean, I've had two mates do some significant time in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
one for doing a pretty horrible thing.
Yep.
And you know, we backed him up. Not that we condoned the behaviour.
Yeah.
And not that we didn't think that he should go to jail. He should have done.
Yeah.
But once he got out, then, you know, he's done his time.
Mate, that's starting to sound like Ross Lyon that little bit.
And I should add, he did give me $200,000.
Have your dream home built by Perth's most awarded home builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.